Chapter 3. Fowler. I flung the iron trap to the ground with a curse. Bits of Maddox's flesh stuck in its angry, blood-stained teeth. Dagny whimpered and jerked to the side, even though the trap was in no danger of hitting her. She reached out and lightly touched her brother's arm. Her huge eyes settled on me.
You can fix it, yes?
A huff of disbelief escaped me as I squinted down at Maddox's ruined leg. I couldn't see much, and not just because of the dark. Blood covered his shin, soaking the shredded fabric of his trouser leg. He would have been better off if the trap had snapped his neck.
You can carry him, right?
She nodded, as though expecting that I would agree. Absolutely. I could carry a 13-year-old boy and fight off dwellers simultaneously. I looked up as though I could find a way out of this in the tight canopy of vines and branches overhead. A glimpse of moon winked down between leaves, mocking me. Dropping my gaze, I focused on the bedraggled boy and girl at my feet. Fat, blood-engorged insects swarmed around them in the feeble moonlight. Garbed in grimy clothes, faces streaked with dirt, they reeked of fear and rot, blending perfectly with their surroundings.
It's going to be fine, Maddox. We have Fowler. He'll take care of you.
She patted her brother's shoulder and lifted her gaze to me again.
Right?
She was bobbing her head again, willing me to promise her lies.
Fowler?
She was tenacious like an old hunting dog I once had. The hound would fetch the pheasant, but getting him to drop the bird from his teeth was another matter entirely. Eventually, my father killed him, having no patience for such willfulness. He would have had no patience for Dagny or her brother. The fact that I did would have disgusted him. I dragged my hands through my hair, fingers curling in strands that had grown long in the last year. I tugged hard, as though ripping them from my scalp would give some relief. A gust of breath expelled from me.